Well, there is a lot happening right now in Washington, D.C., and somebody who can try to help us make sense of it is the U.S. Senator from Missouri, Roy Blunt. He's on KCMO Talk Radio. Senator, good morning. Thanks for being here. As always, we appreciate the time. And I want to start off with the latest around this $2.3 trillion infrastructure, as they're calling it, package that has been rolled out by the administration. Where do you think we are on this right now, Senator? I mean, is this something that they can get through on reconciliation? And do you believe that they will try to do that?
Well, I don't know. They're certainly looking for every way to minimize the protections that the minority side has always had in the Senate. And, of course, the minority side couldn't possibly be bigger than it is right now. 50 and 50 is as close as the Senate can get. And they I think, really overdid it with the last bill, the COVID relief bill that only a small portion of it had to do with COVID relief, and everything else were new programs to write checks to people and do this and do that, to give money to schools that wouldn't be spent until some of it until 2028. So they are pushing the progressive envelope as far as they possibly can. And on infrastructure, Pete, the whole concept of calling this infrastructure when it's just simply not. Maybe of the $2.25 trillion, 30% of that might be infrastructure if you are willing to stretch the definition to include underground things like water pipes and other things. And I'm not necessarily opposed to doing that. But what Missourians think of when they think of infrastructure are roads and bridges and airports and ports, that's maybe 20% of this total bill. The president knows infrastructure is popular, so suddenly infrastructure means everything. The carrying infrastructure, the moving infrastructure, the making things infrastructure. The president could have a bipartisan win here if the president was willing to talk about roads, bridges, airports, ports, maybe broadband, maybe water lines. The other things, they just like to pretend they're infrastructure because they know that infrastructure is popular and the American people know we need to do a better job on all the things I've just mentioned.
Do you believe, Senator, you mentioned on Fox News Sunday a similar comment where, you know, if this bill was a quarter, a third of the size, it might get some bipartisan support. 5 days after that comment, do you have any indication that the administration would roll this thing back at all, or are they still full steam ahead?
Well, I think they're beginning to see that maybe people have caught on to the scheme here of calling everything infrastructure. And I don't know. I had three different calls with the White House last week who wanted to talk about this and what I meant by infrastructure and whether the highway trust fund, the $350 billion over 10, that would be the highway trust fund, would go toward infrastructure. And my view is absolutely it should go toward infrastructure. And then let's see what other things we need to look at to see how we get from $350 billion to $550 or maybe even $615, which is the part of this bill they would argue is traditional infrastructure. I think the president doesn't want to, the administration doesn't want to go there if they can get everything with one purely partisan vote. But frankly, I think, Pete, they'd be well served by figuring out how to get a bipartisan win that I think is there on this topic. They should take it. President Trump wanted to do infrastructure. We could never get enough Democrats interested in a Trump infrastructure package, but I think enough Republicans are interested in infrastructure that they could join Democrats and get a real infrastructure bill done without touching the 2017 tax cuts.
Interesting. He's Roy Blunt, Missouri U.S. Senator on KCMO Talk Radio. I know you were in town here, Senator, so I want to get to that here coming up in a couple of minutes, but also first dive into some of the drama happening right now around the state with your seat that obviously is going to be open next year. We've got the Jackson County GOP Lincoln Days taking place next Saturday. That is the first time that the two candidates who have currently announced, former Governor Greitens and Attorney General Schmidt, will be in the same place at the same time as candidates. There's rumors of more people getting in. I know you've kind of wanted to let this thing play out there, Senator, but as it's played out thus far, I mean, where are you? Do you want to see more people get into the race, or do you think it should be a smaller field?
Well, we've got a number of great candidates. I think several of our congressional representatives would be fine, would be really good members of the Senate, but they need to decide if they're willing to give up their seniority and the other things that they've accomplished in the House to become a Senate candidate. I do think it's a long time between now and even filing deadline in March, let alone the August primary next year. I'm not going to get involved for a while. I'm not going to get in the place of evaluating candidates. I think it's going to be a great year for Republicans in the country, and I think in our state, I think it would have been a great year for me to run. But, you know, as you and I have talked about before, Pete, the Senate decision is like the longest decision you make in elected politics in America. About 2 years before time to run, you have to decide you're going to run. And then when you get elected, 6 years after that. And just like my decision that I didn't need to be in the Congress another 8 years, everybody running ought to understand that they're making an 8-year commitment to the people of Missouri to serve in a job that has a lot of challenges but can also make a lot of difference for lots of people.
Yeah. So, Senator, take us through your trip then back here. You were in town this week. You were on the side of the state, as I understand it, for a large part of this week. I know a lot of it was around the COVID vaccine rollout, but what was the purpose of the trip and what were you here to do and accomplish?
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about the things that we are working on to get back to where people can associate the way they'd like to get back to a mask-free, normal associating Missouri and America. So talking about mental health, talking about the opioid challenges that people who had a prior opioid dependency have had with many of the struggles that went along with the last year, but principally talking about vaccines and vaccination. It was a great event yesterday at the Morningstar Baptist Church where Pastor Miles has got the city fire department helping, the National Guard helping, the police helping, and Link, a group that is organized to help underserved communities, all working to do vaccines. I think they were approaching, they exceeded 14,000 vaccines at that location yesterday. And this week I was all over the state, frankly. I was in Springfield and Joplin and Kansas City and St. Joseph and St. Louis and Cape Girardeau and Columbia and talking about the importance of getting the vaccine. Now, where we live and in our country, and particularly where we live, people don't want to be told they have to get the vaccine. But I'm convinced the right thing to do for your own personal health and the right thing to do to help our whole community get immunity from this is to have enough people that can't get the virus so the virus stops spreading. Mm-hmm. And we're getting close to that. The governor, today's the first day in our state where any adult can get a vaccine. There's no longer any group that qualifies or another group that doesn't. So the opportunity is there for every adult to get a vaccine. And adults who were originally hesitant by now know dozens, hundreds of people who have had the vaccine and feel better about their protection now from this virus than they did before they had it.
Senator Blunt on KCMO on a Friday. Senator, always great to have you on. We appreciate you joining us during a busy week through the state, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Pete, great to talk to you. Look forward to talking soon. And once we get back to where we can do things the way we used to do them, I look forward to being in the studio with you again before too many weeks from now.
We are looking forward to that as well, Senator. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
You bet. That is Roy Blunt on KCMO Talk Radio. And yeah, here's the thing, though. Here's the problem, I believe, for the administration. All this is happening too quickly. Here we are. April 9th in Missouri. Anybody that wants the vaccine can go get it. Well, if you want to rewrite and restructure how this country operates in the name of COVID, you're kind of screwed right now. And I believe the administration is realizing it. They're like, whoa, you mean like people are going out and going to airports and traveling and living their lives and everyone is wants the vaccine is getting it? We can't have this. I mean, we're supposed to remake the entire American economy on the name of COVID-19. What kind of BS is this? You can walk into anywhere in Missouri and get the vaccine now over 16. We can't have this. I say this tongue in cheek, of course, but there is a reality there. There is.